Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hello, this is Boys Don't Cry, I'm Russell Cain, and this is part two of a heated debate, poached or probably char-grilled and with a side salad if you're Darren Harriott, about healthy eating, exercise and body ideals. It's absolutely fascinating. I want to pick up exactly where we left off. Let's put our cards on the table here. Do you have a type? Is there a type of beauty you're attracted to, Darren? We're focusing today on looks so far as body shape, height, hair colour. Not necessarily it's got to be, you know, a girl from Poland or she's got to be mixed race or something like that. More like you, it's brunette tall.
Is it, I only date badminton players. That's it.
Does it matter what size or what body shape a woman
has? Be honest and don't worry that I'm here.
Oh, don't worry about that. No, I've dated big girls before.
Darren.
I've never
There's a difference between between the straight slap and the under slap.
I go the other way, so like I'm not really into like really skinny.
Oh, sorry, men. Women. Which men are you attracted to?
I like big buff dudes with handlebar mustaches. That is
so,
it.
So if you look back through your dating history, would there be no, like when I look back through mine, I've dated 5'1" Irish girl. I've dated half Burmese girl who would definitely call a bigger lady. I've dated 5'10" brunette, and now I'm married to a 5'3" quarter Italian girl. I clearly don't have, my first girl who stole my heart was like Scandinavian blonde, sort of traditional English pear shape, I would call her. So I don't clearly, I'm either just pervy and fancy everyone, which is highly probable, or I don't have a physical body shape. But I don't think we should need to be ashamed if we say, look, I can't help it. I like tall women with no boobs or something like that.
But I think it's really weird to give your future partners a thing that they have to be.
Yes.
So I was saying this to the lads over the first lockdown, and the two of them just sort of looked at each other. I said to them both, it is weird if all of your ex-girlfriends look alike. Mm. That means you're dating people because of their looks and you're not dating someone because you have a genuine personal connection to them.
But I worry, Darren, that all my ex-girlfriends represent girls who just liked me. Rather than looks, I was like, whoever says yes, I'm going to fall in love with straight away. My self-esteem was so low.
The first
girl that kissed me back, I was like, you're my wife for the next 3 years. What about you, Darren? Do you have a physical type, do you think?
Physical type, I do like a girl who's a little bit bigger. So if, the only way I can describe it...
Can you give us any celebrities you fancy, for example?
I fancy most of them, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I'd say I really like... I've always fancied Kim Kardashian from like 10 years ago. I've always thought she was pretty and she's nice, and she's got a great body. I generally have dated a lot more curvier women. I've never dated like a really sort of thin, straight down body shape woman before, ever. And in terms of like height and race and all that, it's a mess. It's all over the place,
mate. Kofi Annan would look at my dating history and go, peace has been achieved.
It's definitely there's definitely no sort of type I would necessarily say, other than they just have to have curvy. Coca-Cola bottle shape, you know.
Jade's got a quizzical pencil to her mouth. I think she has a question.
Kim Kardashian,
yeah,
she is, yes, curvy, but she hasn't made that happen. That's not like a natural body type.
She disputes that. She says her bum is natural.
No,
I mean, a lot of them wear waist trainers and all that stuff, but I'm not really that overly bothered in terms of the natural.
It's not just it's not just waist trainers. It's filler. They're having filler injected into their hips and their buttocks to make it the perfect shape. That's what that whole family has.
And it's awesome.
It's literally.
But Darren's making
plastic.
The point that well,
if you said natural, then I'd probably go different. Yeah, I know. In terms of enhanced. I like saying that because it makes him sound like the $6 million man.
Totally enhanced.
Does it matter if a girl's got like a robot wank hand or anything? If I met a girl with a robot-assisted wank hand, I'm not dumping her, Jade. That's all I'm saying. You're like, what speed would you like to go? That's me happy.
As long as there's no memory in it. I don't need to remember
all of
anything.
So my ex-boyfriends, I wrote down, I had a bodybuilder, a 5'6" curly-haired jazz musician that got mistaken for a woman a lot.
Short game of guess who here.
a really slim ginger guy that I used to think looked like a Renaissance painting. And then a 45-year-old man called Rich Wilson with a massive beard. None of them look alike. And do you know why? Because it's not about looks.
Okay.
It never has been.
So I'll just say this. In terms of, I don't really have... I wouldn't say I necessarily have that obvious type. Like, there's, you know, if you put all my ex-girlfriends in a room, you'd be like, what is going on here? And, but I know now that I'm definitely not attracted to women who have, like, fetishized black men. So, like, if I meet a white woman and all of her ex-boyfriends are black, I'm like, nah, that's weird. I'm not into that. Like,
it's the same.
But back in the day, I was all in. I was like, hey, you only date black guys? I guess I got a chance.
Were you in the queue with a ticket? What ticket number you got, mate?
Come on, just let me in. Just move the rope and let me in.
Stud number 103, please. Yes, that's me.
But now it's almost like a complete no-go for me.
Can I just ask a question then? It's hard to be honest, isn't it? Because you feel like you're going to be in a bell end. But do you think that women are more open to differing physical types than men are? Jade.
Yes, because they're better. They're just better, nicer people. That is why, I think. And I'm not just talking about sex, because I honestly believe that when it comes to sex, men will have sex with absolutely anyone.
Yep.
Once.
Yep.
Anyone. But yep. Women will
just ask that gap in my couch. Not that it can speak, thank God. Do you agree with that, Jay? It seems like some sort of Neanderthal observation from about 50 years ago, but it's broadly true, isn't it? Is that no matter how much I try to reread the female eunuch, I'm going to be steered by looks more than the average female, certainly a grown-up female over the age of 25, let's say.
I think women's desires are different to men. I think that's a biological thing as well. If you think about biology, so when women have... So our reproductive systems are basically what... go away.
Was that one of your eggs fertilising?
It's coming!
You just started off. That's your ovulation bell, Jane.
It's here. I think that if we just look at male and female biology, so like, and obviously there's other, you know, there's lots of other people in between. If we just look purely at male and female biology right now, you've got the male biology, which is you guys, when you come, you spray and you could probably impregnate hundreds of thousands,
the optimism, Darren, it's lovely. I just pump out a bit of talc now.
And then just an old ghost comes out.
Darren goes, look! Brummy ghost would be wouldn't a Brummy ghost be terrifying?
Right,
my spirit's going to follow you everywhere.
Why haven't ghosts been from Birmingham or like, you know, in a football
stadium? I got a better
kit.
Question. Why aren't ghosts ever slaves? Aren't they pissed off? There's never a black ghost who's like, oh yeah, a slave. Even, I'm gonna haunt you.
I can't believe we're even underrepresented in the ghost world. This problem is so bad.
Representation
is so bad.
So go on, Jade. You're saying so. Men jizz off. It sprays everywhere.
And with each spunk, you could with each spunk, you could technically impregnate. Well, I don't know how many sperm come out, but you could technically impregnate that hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people through each ejaculation.
Yeah. Yeah.
Whereas women, we release one egg a month. That egg goes into our cervix. It goes into our womb. It sits in our womb and then it either fertilizes and becomes a baby over 9 months and then we give birth to it. Or we our bodies literally weep for this one tiny little egg. And That's really
quite a sad story, really. That wasn't
it? It really is.
I feel our desires, I feel like some men might be learning that for the first time, which I'm worried about. Wait a minute, till we get women have eggs.
Imagine getting that in a card. You just get that story.
I'm so sorry for your weepy egg. Right, so you're saying that is what makes women more in tune with someone being a viable mate, personality and stability wise, rather than just having a six pack that's going to bang it home while he blows his biscuits.
We want stability from our partners. That's what we desire. We desire someone that we can rely on to be able to. I mean, there are some of, but in the past, not this fourth wave of feminism, but you know, we have desired someone to look after us and make sure that me and the child that we're gonna, or the woman and the child that the woman has, is looked after by her mate. And that's basically the role of the man in male and female relationships. And the man goes off to work. But obviously things have changed a lot. Mm. I'm the main breadwinner in my household and things are very, very different. If I wanted to have a baby, I'd have to think about like not working for a bit because I'd want to like be with a kid for like a year and stuff. You know, I wouldn't want to just have one and then take it to work with me.
You can't. But, you got to start in the desk under Asda. It's, you know, it's going to.
Yeah, I can't share the customers. I'm going to share a green room with Jade's kid, and it's funnier than me.
Yeah.
No
so
way.
Just about now, I didn't know this conversation was going to go so heavy on what men think about women's bodies. So we must switch the lens because I know some blokes will be screaming at their listening devices. What about steroids? What about male body issues? But before we do, just to back up what you said about social media influences in cosmetic treatment, according to Dr. Tijon Esho, he's a celebrity plastic surgeon, he found social media and influencers like Kylie Jenner amplify and accelerate trends. So it's not just that we're attracted when we see these lip fillers and larger enhanced buttocks. They actually drive what we call beauty itself. You've seen a 70% increase in lip filler, 45% increase in the last 3 years, with over 150 requests per week, which has almost doubled in the last 3 years. So the definition of what people think is beautiful is shifting, driven by social media. That's crazy.
This is what girls are being told is beautiful and is successful. You've got to remember, Kylie Jenner just isn't just a pair of lips and a fake ass and all and fake tits and all of that stuff. Mm-mm. She's also been named by Forbes magazine as the world's youngest ever self-made billionaire. So if you think about, it's not just image anymore, it's an entire lifestyle that people like, that she and her family go off into the world and basically put, let's be honest, landfill into the world to put money into their bank accounts. But at the same time, there's no responsibility for that effect on young girls who are seeing a woman with a body like that being super successful, having really hot boyfriends, got a great kid, got a great family. I think there's something wrong with the mother.
Yeah.
I doubt the kid's great too.
Yeah, the kids were probably made out of the leftovers. Go on, Darren.
What Jade was saying. See, I'm the opposite. So I don't really know too much about following the Kardashians online or what they're up to. I follow a lot of like fitness, bodybuilders, influencers on that side. And it's very similar. There's just, other than like, so, okay, so I'm trying to think of who the equivalent would be for like a Kylie Jenner, but other than like Dwayne Johnson.
It could be like even David Beckham for some blokes.
David Beckham.
The way women, certainly in my age range, it's wide from 25 to 50 years old, the way they talk about David Beckham, they're not just talking about his successful business model out of his football or his fashion brands. It's him in his white pants.
On that side, it's a lot of sort of fat burners, a lot of under the table drug use. So you obviously know that some of these people are taking drugs and human growth hormone, steroids, all that sort of stuff. And I'm not just talking about guys like muscular bodybuilders. I'm talking about, you know, Hollywood stars who get in shape for a film. They will do it for about 2-3 months. That's why certain celebrities who play superheroes will be really skinny in other films, but then every time they play this particular superhero, they're jacked, because a lot of it is down to that. So when I say under the table, it means that everyone knows that it's happening and they don't necessarily promote it as they say, here's a product that we use, use this, use that. But everybody knows.
They're getting paid to.
Pardon?
They're getting paid. They're getting paid to do that.
Oh, a lot of them. Oh, yeah, a lot of them.
They're getting paid millions and millions of pounds to fuck about with their diets and have all of these insecurities about their weight, as well as promoting that lifestyle to an audience who will give them even more money.
Mm. Oh, yeah, completely.
Inadvertently, in some cases. I mean, you know, not all of them are on their Instagrams going, look at my pec. Some of them think, I need a fucking pec to play Wolverine. I've got no choice.
Exactly.
By the way, if you want to be Wolverine at home, lads, just sellotape 5 potato peelers to your hand and crack on. It's more convincing than you might think.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So what I'm trying to say is, Jay, this is, and I'm glad we got Darren on today. It is a coincidence, I promise, Darren. This is much more of a problem than girls realise, isn't it?
Yeah.
We know all the stuff Jade said, sadly, I felt sort of, but never really heard it articulated like that. But I think a lot of the men's problems are hidden. It's like an iceberg problem. We think there's always a few guys with big anorexia with silly over-the-top biceps and a few male anorexics, but there's nothing like what's going on with women. But I think you'd be surprised the extent of which boys, men, grown-ass men like me, are poring over this, doing fucking sit-ups. What can I take that's close to the edge? Like a quadruple espresso before a workout, because that will burn green tea extract to burn fat and all this stuff. Who for, Darren? Do you think women are genuinely more attracted to muscular men? Who is this for?
I honestly think a lot of it has almost nothing to do with women anymore. I think with social media and what you see, a lot of guys, I mean, like David Beckham. There's so many guys who will look at David Beckham and go, I would love to look like David Beckham. Like, not just because you get, you know, lots of women and all that, but because you'd feel better about yourself, how you look. You'd have hair. The amount of guys who lose their mind over their hair going, who panic and freak out and they go into depression, or if they've got the funds, they will start, you know, doing what Wayne Rooney did and get all that bloody little ant legs put on top of your head for 3 years or whatever. The amount of body images people have just from that alone, I don't think it has, because back in the day, you know, it used to all be about you'd get women and you know all that sort of stuff, and now because of social media, I honestly feel like most men, they just look at these guys and they go, I would love to be him, because being him looks so much fun and awesome and looking like that, and that's all they try and do. That's what they try and be.
But Jay, do you think with men there's more of a link between a man who even just doing a looks a little bit trim is linked with sort of pride and self-worth and possibly economic success as well? I mean, is there a bit of a stereotype with a man that's in like the slobby top with the tummy hanging over his belt, looks like he's probably not going to be as well off as the guy who's on it with his exercise? Have those two things become accidentally joined in our culture?
Can I just say this before Jade answers that? I always believed, from when I was in high school and I had like bulimia and I was never ate for 4 days trying to lose weight and all this sort of stuff, I always believed, and it's still a part of me in my head now that still believes this, that the richest man in the world who is really overweight and really obese, but you know, when I say really obese, I mean he's obese by medical standards or whatever, would always get jealous if he saw a thin, in-shape guy on the beach. Even though who's completely poor, even though he's a billionaire, and that's always just been stuck in my head.
I think that's stuck in my head. I think boys take that on. I'm not saying it's uniquely male, but I think it's a hidden problem. Because you know why? Because blokes don't speak about stuff like this. That's why, Jay. We don't go down the pub and go, oh, I've been fretting about my belly fat this week, Darren. What about you? Yeah, I'd like to lose a bit of weight off my bum. Yeah, Sambuca Wayne with my pint. It just doesn't happen.
Mm. Maybe you fancy him. Maybe there's an attraction there. I'm being really serious here. Maybe. I think as well as like men having like huge body issues, and I completely agree with you, there is a massive problem with it, with men and women right now. And I think it's getting increasingly worse for men. But also this idea that men can't be attracted to another man and without, you know, being a full-blown homosexual. But there is a, you know, there's a world in which, like, I'll be on a beach and I'll see a girl who's got one of those archetypally good-looking bodies that you're meant to want, and I'll look at her and I'll be like, she's fit. Like, I won't like look at her and deny it and go, no, that's not feminism, damn you. Actually, what I have to her isn't an insecurity of mine. It's actually attraction. And I'm looking at her and I'm thinking, actually, I want to fuck you, rather than looking at her and going, oh no, that's what I want to look like. If you internalize all that stuff, of course it's always going to
steam coming off my keyboard here, Joe. Slow down. I've been locked in a long time, babe.
I've been alone. My dick twitched a little bit when you said that.
Jade, have you ever thought of doing erotic audiobooks? Okay, we got just finish on a light note here.
I just wanted to say one thing. You asked that question earlier on about body image for men is attached to success.
Yes.
But how are we answering the question of James Corden? Because he's gone over to America and shown everyone that you don't have to have the ideal body. You don't even have to be a nice person. And you'll have a huge successful career. Well, we all know that he's not a very nice... We all know he's not a very nice person. Basically, anyone who's actually famous knows that he's lovely. But anyone below that knows he's not a nice guy. And, like, I mean, he's trying to work on it, I've heard. But he... You know, he's a big guy and he's gone over there in America, which is a very imaged, obsessed country, and he smashed it. So obviously these things that men are internalizing about their image is wrapped up in mental health. Mm. It's not wrapped up in reality. That you look at this, for example. There's two sisters, me and my sister. One of the sisters was really athletic, really skinny, not skinny, but like dancer, great body, all of that. And then the other sister's fat. The skinny, healthy-looking sister's dead. The fat sister is still going. Yes, she has some chafing in the summer, but do you know what? She likes going to fancy restaurants and not being shamed.
Is that your sister you're talking about?
Yeah, my sister. I mean, it's just an example. It doesn't really, you know, like it's not... Well, my sister died of a brain tumour in 2011.
I don't know anything about that. Sorry.
Oh, well, I've spoken about it on several podcasts, so I won't go into it too much, but she died of a brain tumour, and she was always, when I was growing up, she was always really popular, really successful at getting boyfriends. I idolised her. She danced for 13 years. She had to dance with me and I was rubbish and she was really good. And she had that perfect figure and she looked incredible. She got super sick. And she got sick and there was nothing she could do about it. And she spent, because when she was a child, out of the two sisters, she was told she was good looking and I wasn't. I went off and got funny, because that's what happens when you're told that you're not good looking when you're growing up. You go off and you get a good personality.
Whereas my sister... I was a funny virgin until I was 17, believe me.
17? Oh, look at you. Someone got gay. I was 18 over here, mate. Take it easy, Casanova.
But she, she went and died, and she spent a lot of her life worrying about the way she looked, and I didn't. And I would hate to think that I ever wasted my life worrying about things that I have no control over, because what I am is what you're fighting against in your head constantly is stuff that you has been ingrained in you as a child, and that's really hard to shift. Yeah. But I because I've had that experience, I just think to myself, am I going to waste any of my life worrying about whether I'm fat or not? Or am I going to live and have a fucking great time?
Thank you, Joe, for sharing that. Now, just a really quick question, because it does speak to this thing, worrying about things I can't change, because I get asked this question a lot when I'm speaking. I've got little groups. I say, what do you like me to talk about, lads? You know, how you say you can't change it, but in men's minds, we can. Like, if I just go to the gym enough, if I just do that extra workout, if I just get that muscle fit t-shirt, there's going to be a punani tsunami when I hit the club on Saturday. That's how men think. I'm sorry. It's simplistic and Neanderthal, but we do. How many times is too many times down the gym? If Rich was like, Jake, just for my own well-being, I'm going to do an hour a day in the gym every day, 7 days a week, the rest of my life. Too much. It's too much. An hour a day is too much. Come on.
He did it when we first got together.
Every day.
He did it every day.
Yeah, he had a trainer.
It's too much. But what I want to know is when. Okay, Darren Harriet, when is it too much?
I'm the last. Not
health-wise, not bone straining health-wise, but as in your relationship-wise, the girls are going to be like, I want a guy that's toned, but you're having an affair with yourself down the gym.
I don't know. I've never really had that issue. I love the gym. I used to go every day. I'd sometimes try and go early in the morning if I had something to do in the afternoon. I've never really dated it. I've only ever dated girls who don't do the gym, who aren't really that interested in the gym, which is fine. But I couldn't be with somebody who was like, whoa, take it easy there, sunshine. Who's that gun show for? I haven't got time for that. I did.
But a lot of girls are like that. When you see, I'm talking about your mainstream Essex girl around where I grew up from. She might go have a guy, but not if he's in love with himself. If a guy's taking longer to do his hair than me, that's not on. If he's going down the gym for longer than me, that's not on. I've got to be the beautiful one. But I now know a lot of men, men my age, who are like, well, it does take me an hour to get ready now. You know, the talons, the lion claws are sharper in 2021. So there's a sort of arms race between wanting to be attractive enough, but not spending too much time on yourself because women find that effeminate and not attractive. It's a head fuck, basically, Jade.
You know, if you're attracted to women that talk like that, then great for you. But why don't you get with a woman who don't?
Well, I have.
Like
I'm just saying a lot of.
Oh no, I know.
Bog standard. Your working class man downloading this podcast will be hearing that shit 7 days a week from every girl he goes on a first date with. But take care of yourself. But if I don't want someone who's spending an hour over there, and I'm thinking, I've even now at my age gone and rewashed my hair in a temper and re-blow dried it because it didn't go right. Am I supposed to hide that because it's not masculine enough or something?
No, I mean, you're talking to a girl right now who's been, you know, brought up in the drag community of East London for the last sort of.
You're not helping.
Sorry, the way Jade said brought up in the drag, it made me think of like Bane, just like brought up in the darkness. Like, I've brought up in the drag community. We know nothing of the drag community.
It doesn't matter who we are. All that matters is our class.
Oh, what a lovely dress.
I like your philosophy, Jade. It's a live and let live philosophy. Okay,
my philosophy, I'll be honest, isn't the most popular philosophy because it doesn't
it's eugenics.
Help any.
It's, yeah.
My philosophy means just get on with it, and that's not what people want to hear. No. They want. People need to constantly try and get to a goal that they'll never achieve, where they feel like they're not doing something in their life. I'm just the sort of person that wants to sit down and have a relaxing moment. Like, I just want to chill out. I don't want to be chasing something I'm never going to get. Yeah. I can't.
But a lot of men are like that, Darren. They're like, they just want to open the head of the female they're dating and go, just tell me really what you find attractive, please. And there's a lot of pussyfooting. So do you think that, has it ever crossed your mind, Aaron, that about this insecurity about women think that men who take care of themselves too much? Is there a line in your head, or do you just not give a shit? You're going to curl that gun, put that body massage on, moisturise, no shits given.
I've got typical, like, bare minimum toxic masculinity. I'm like, listen, you're only one rep away from being happy. One rep away, mate. Pick up those dumbbells. Go on, that's it. You're getting there. And it's just like, it'll just constantly, it just keeps snowballing. It'll just keep and keep. I'm not really like a, you know, I don't have hair or anything like that. I don't get my eyebrows done or anything like that. I look at that, guys who, you know, do that, kind of similar to the way I look go with the gym. It's all about image. It's basically the same thing, really. In my head, if I let everything go, or what I consider letting go, and my partner is still into me, there's a part of me that's like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
There's a part of me that, and it's happened before where I've lost respect for them. I'm like, you should do better. What I'm saying, Russell, is I'm a mess.
Yeah.
You are a mess.
No, but you're
Darren.
Honest, Darren. And what we need on this show is honest messes.
You need to come and live with me for.
Jay, let's come and live with me, Darren. Let's go to one of these restaurants. Like a mid-level, though. I'm not like you.
You do not.
Mid-level.
You do not sound like the type of guy that's going to enjoy his food at a restaurant.
On a Saturday, Jane, I eat what I want. It gets crazy. We'll do it. But yeah, we're not going to go to
cheat day. Oh my God, me and Darren have the same cheat day. We'll have to FaceTime.
What, can I tell you something, though? Should I tell you what women want? Should I tell you?
Don't say girth. Please don't say girth.
I'm packing
length, long and thin, like a pepperami.
My favourite penis. But this is what women want. What we want is a man who doesn't cheat on them, who looks after them when they need to, who is able to earn his own money as well as she. We want someone we can rely on. We want someone that makes us laugh. We don't want anything else.
I heard abs.
Well, guys, we're out of time. We're definitely not out of ideas. I feel like this is a two-parter. Like, I should invite both of you two back and we do part three and four of this. Anyway, thank you very much, Darren Harriott and Jade Adams, for your brutal honesty. I think we both know what's going to happen now for me and Darren, is we're going to do at least some push-ups while our salmon poaches in the oven. That's not irony. My salmon's poaching. I will do push-ups. Jade, what are you going to do? Strum yourself senseless off the back of some of those stories you told?
As well as adding a little strum, yeah, I'm going to make myself the most delicious meal you've ever fucking seen.
Well, I'm going to do that too.
Oh, come on a Thursday. That's midweek, weekend.
I do it every day.
Oh, man. Anyway, I'm off to go and hang out in Nando's like Pretty Woman. Let's see if they chuck me out. Thank you very much for listening. Make sure you do subscribe, like, share. If you've just happened on this episode by accident because you're fans of Darren or Jade, have a listen to previous episodes. Please leave a comment. Go to wherever you get your podcasts. Hit subscribe. I've been Russell Kane. Kiss the guns. I'm out of here. Thank you very much. Goodbye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.